X. Mobile once again.
Indeed. Still riding around in my recliner.
Got, what, 150 miles this morning.
Me too.
I already texted him and told him I'd be late.
You can do that.
Laughing. They know it's not something that happens very often.
Now, you don't, there's a shop on 123. Well, that's not 123. It's actually, I guess you'd call it 93. It's where, you know where the 123 and, I guess it's 93 split.
We're at a dealership.
Coming in easily. It's before that. It's, right after, like, what, Walgreens and all.
I know where you're at.
There's a place down, you go to the right side, that's 93, I think, and on down the road a little bit on the left is a shop, K&N or M or something like that, but that place really packed. I don't see how they get anything done with all the cars there.
I've got shops like that, too. The problem is those cars are the same cars all the time.
I noticed. I've seen, like, an old Mustang sitting out there forever. And then there's a tire store beside it. And I don't think there's ever anything going on there, but it's open.
Shops like that, and I don't know how they make any money. But somehow they do. And I've got some of them I won't even try to get into because their parking lot's so bad. There's no room to get in it.
I use a little place, like, if I want to get by, and it's just dumb. But, like, you know, I do all this on these hot rods and stuff. I build the frame. I do everything. But now my Ram truck, I want the oil changed in it. I don't even use the lift. I just drive it down the roots, let them change the oil or Jiffy Lube. Don't either.
Okay, you're probably better off because disposing of the oil and all the filters and all the other stuff, it becomes a pain in the tail end.
And I've got the little stand, you know, that you roll around and put under, like, my old cars. I do the oil and all that on those. But, you know, I have to, you know, I take it to the recycling right down the road and have to deal with it. But, yeah, it's like that. And my truck, I don't want to deal with that. I'm putting that thing on the lift and deal with that. I just carry it over there and let them do it, you know.
I mean, it's same thing. It's just, I used to do that. Go somewhere and get the oil changes done on the excursion in the wife's car or the truck. But it got to where they were messing up more than, and I was having to go back and fix things, so I just quit doing it. Now I got all this oil sitting at the house I got to figure out what to do with. Well, the refuse station there in Transylvania County used to go there and they'd take it. Now they won't. So now I'm stuck with this oil I got to figure out what to do with.
What there? N4A's at E.
Now probably, I don't know, 12 gallons or so. And I use it from time to time. If I'm burning something, you know, I'll burn it up that way. If the tractor's low on diesel fuel, I'll mix a little bit in that way. I get rid of it. It just takes time.
What do you got, it in jugs or something?
Back in the jugs, the new oil coming.
We're down this way, load it up. We'll stick it in my truck and carry it up to recycling. They'll take it. Chill.
I may take you up on it and get rid of some of it anyway. Because it just gets in the way.
Yeah, I call it the dump. I made that mistake. You know, they remodeled it. I mean, concrete. It just really fixed it up. And I told the guy, I said, man, y'all got this dump looking good since you've done all this. And that guy said, let me tell you something. Now, this ain't a dump. This is a recycling plant. I said, oh, I still call it the dump, but it is a recycling. It's nicely organized. You know, you go through metals here, cardboard there, household, you know, and then you come up to the compactors, and then after that you got where you can paint, and then you got oil and stuff, you know, where you dump it. You just pour it in this thing and throw your jugs in the trash and go.
And I could take it to some of my customers with a waste oil heater, but it's the transporting it up and down the mountain that gets to be a pain.
Jugs?
Yeah, it's in the 1 gallon jugs that, like I said, the new oil comes in. But it's just, it's a mess, trust me.
You wouldn't want to have to lock your brakes up or anything, would you?
And if I get my pickup truck back, it won't, or when I get it back, no, yes, when, it won't be that big a deal, but in the excursion, I just don't want to put it in there and haul it.
Truck.
Having some paintwork done on it.
They find it.
That. Now, one of my customers, he's got it at his place, putting a fresh coat of paint on it. So I've owned it 15 years and it's never had paint on it, so about time for it, I guess.
Man, I what I have discovered here lately about painting and all, it is outrageous now to get something painted. I've had people ask me if I'd come help them at shops where they do restorations and things. They're getting, what was it, $20,000 to $50,000 to do a car.
I know. And the average person, it's hard to pay that. And this is, you know, my truck, it's a crew cab on wheelbase. It's not a little thing.
I know somebody that's taking their time doing you a good deal.
I help them out, and it goes back to the conversation we were having earlier. I don't call him, hey, when's the truck going to be done? I see him once a week, and I don't mention it. He does.
I deal with somebody like that, you know, but, you know, I get, I've got people still, even neighbors. Well, man, you won't paint my car. I said, dude, I said, look, I'm retired. Don't you know what that means? I work for the general public for 40, 50 years. And I said, I'm retired now. And they said, well, where are your neighbor? When I'm not general public. I said, yeah, look, it's retirement. You used to build houses, right? I said, well, how about I get you to build on, add on to my house? Oh, well, you know, that's different.
The difference is I'm asking you to do something.
And I know it's you know, a lot of these cats, they want me to do the airplanes, you know, paint their airplanes and stuff, you know. And I said, man, that's the kind of thing, like, when you retire, Vicki and I, we at the spur of the moment, she might say, you want to go to the beach? I'll say, sure. And I just stop where I'm at, leave the tools where I need, and I pick up when I get back. But if you got somebody's car you're working on or something like that, you know, it's kind of hard to do that.
Worked that 40, 50 years to have that lifestyle where you could just pick up and go.
As a kid, I was a teenager and I was doing my own. I couldn't afford anything, so I painted my own mini bikes, and then I wound up painting my own car when I was 16. I just rented the stuff to do it with, and my neighbor, he said, you know, I did my dad's backyard, mom and dad's backyard, and the neighbor said, that doesn't look bad. What you charge me to paint my old car right over there? And I got to think, oh, so I wound up renting, and I painted his car and a buddy of his car, and I wound up buying my paint gun, my own compressor, and I was doing my own stuff back then, and then I learned there was money in it, so that's what I wound up doing. And now that I retired, I kind of went back to where I was when I was a teenager. I was wanting to do my own stuff my own way, you know, and then, so that's what I do.
Okay, good for you. Enjoy it. You've earned it. Like I said, you worked that lifetime to do that.
The thing here, I put in a paint booth, and I got my lift and all my mechanic stuff, and I got a I build my own engines and junk and do everything. Just do it by myself and take my time. You know, what I was wanting to do when I was a kid.
Well, dude, I am getting close to where I'm going, so I'm going to jump out of here. And that way I can hit the ground running. But good to talk to you this morning. And tell Vicky that I said hello. And hope y'all enjoy the day. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
You have a good day. Make you some money. And we'll talk to you next time. May catch you tomorrow. N4AZE. Toodles.